That only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air dehumidifier, you'll remove nasty humidity from every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Saliga Heating and Cooling, serving St. Louis City and County. Or visit SaligaHeatingAndCooling.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on the air.
Secretion of bodily fluids.
Mm-hmm. So can you sing up? We're about to get Pinion Playhouse on the air.
Hey, can this be right? My readout at the bottom of my little screen over here says it's dropped to 72 degrees.
It dropped. It's a lot cooler than it was.
I mean, it really dropped. I guess that's the storm activity coming in. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the July 2nd. Unbelievable. It's the 2nd of July, 2 days away from the big holiday, and this edition of Pinion's Playhouse brought to you by Chandler Hill Vineyards. Can't tell you anything about wine, don't know anything about wine. We learn together on this show about why there's an indentation at the bottom of the bottle and all kinds of other things, but I know a place where you can learn a lot.
Hey!
And a great place to go if you already know a lot, and that's Chandler Hill Vineyards. We'll talk about them after we talk about us. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a great time to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason.
What about waiting a long time?
No, I wouldn't do that. No, absolutely not. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Here on time today, as was Eon the Peon, right on schedule, in their chairs, prepared, ready to go, Tina Dalpiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Coming in late, in case you missed it. Doesn't really care about his job, no work ethic. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
See, he's happy to be that way. He's actually proud of it. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
It's not their fault.
What?
You can't bill them and you can't sue them.
Oh, he's mad at the people working on the road. He said he got caught in that stuff on 270 today, and he was delivering.
What were you delivering?
Cheese.
And it ruined.
It
was in the trunk. And it was in the heat for too long. Well, you should have
put it in the car. There it is.
Oh boy, that boy and that cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Thank you so much. We're brought to you by Chandler Hill Vineyards. I went to dinner two nights ago in some little Italian place, and we had a friend visiting us, as I told you, a friend of my wife, a female, and so the three of us, me and two chicks, one of my fantasies. The fantasy isn't about going to dinner, though. And I ordered, which I rarely do, ordered a glass of wine. And I told the guy, I said, I know that I like either, and this is confusing to me, there's a Shiraz and then there's a Syrah. Right.
Yes.
And that's confusing to me. And I think the Shiraz is Australian. But I know that I've tried each, and I remember kind of liking both. So I just told the guy, I said, do you have one of those? I mean, this is how unsophisticated I am. He said, yes, we have a... And then they go into that.
Oh.
We have a really nice Shiraz from... it's a 2000... And I said, you know, save that. I said, just... means nothing to me. I'll take that. And it was good. And usually when I order a glass of wine, I'm sorry that I ordered it. But this actually was good. Now, my point in this is to tell you that I really like going to Chandler Hill as somebody who has no idea about wine, about the way it's made, the fermentation process, the vineyards, the oaky, fruity, nutty taste, letting it breathe. That stuff means nothing to me. I don't know anything about it. But I love this place. You're going to love it, too. Even if you are like a friend of mine who, and they just moved into a new house, and we went to see them a couple of weeks ago, and they have a wine cellar in their house. This guy did very well in the investment business, and he's retired now, and he has a wine cellar. He has about 3,000 bottles of wine in his wine cellar. You can be, you can be, and they're inventoried. He knows, he's got it all labeled. He knows when he bought them, how long, which is going to peak. You could be like that guy, and you really like and respect and appreciate the folks at Chandler Hill and what they do. And it's not just about the wine, it's about the food. They have a fantastic menu. Lunch is great, dinner's great. You got a private event. Got a corporate thing, a personal thing, like a reception, a wedding, maybe somebody's retirement party. This is the place. The scenery is spectacular. And it's never too hot or too cold or too rainy or too snowy to ruin the event. That's the beauty of Chandler Hill. Chandler Hill was designed as a place that in any kind of weather, it's going to be the perfect event. Too hot, too cold, too rainy, too snowy, you go inside into that beautiful tasting room with that giant fireplace, and if it's really nice, you sit down on that deck overlooking the vineyard. There's nothing like it. I don't care how many wineries. I don't know the number of wineries there are in Missouri. I don't care how many there are. If you haven't been to Chandler Hill, then you haven't been to what many people consider to be just head and shoulders above the others. Chandler Hill Vineyards. Go to their website first. You'll get directions there. They're in Defiance, Missouri. They're minutes, literally minutes from Highway, right there at 40 and 94. Chesterfield Valley, I think, is 15 minutes or something from Chesterfield Valley. So go to the website, and the directions are there, and you'll also see if there's a private function that's scheduled. You want to know about that. And the entertainment. They have great live entertainment. ChandlerHillVineyards.com. Downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah.
Hello, good Monday afternoon, everybody.
You too, Bill. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Well, a rare original copy of President Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation sold at auction for more than $2 million. Ooh. As you might remember, Lincoln signed the proclamation right after he came back from a vampire hunting trip.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah. I learned that in grade school.
I saw that documentary.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. Well, the presidential election in Mexico is now underway. A record 79 million voters there are registered, which sounds like a lot, so you remember that the election will be decided by the 50 million absentee ballots coming in from California.
No, true.
And because of some bad weather, the third round of the AT&T Open was closed to fans. In fact, there were so few people, they changed the name of the T-Mobile Open.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't think I get it.
Bad reception.
Yeah. Few fans. Oh, not a lot of customers and stuff like that. Yeah.
And finally.
See, you can't knock him down. He comes right back.
Right. Now, breaking entertainment news today, Anderson Cooper announced that he is gay.
What?
Yeah. Another breaking news, the sun is orange and hot. You know, I like Anderson Cooper, by the way.
Me too.
Nothing wrong with Anderson Cooper. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You got it. See you later.
Anderson Cooper's a pleasant enough guy. The little bit that I've seen him, I liked him all right. That was Bill Clubland, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. I met a lady just accidentally. She worked in a store, and we just were talking, and she mentioned her husband's business and helping him out with his business. And turns out he has a smoke shop or tobacco shop or something. And we start talking about, did Illinois tack put that new tax on cigarettes?
Yes.
I was trying to tell her, you know, that's going to bring a lot of people over into Missouri to buy cigarettes, blah, blah, blah. And she said, because her husband's in the business, she says, you know how much cigarettes are in New York City? And I said, New York City?
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, no, I wouldn't have a clue. $10 to $11 a pack for cigarettes.
That's crazy.
So if you smoke a pack a day, at $10, 365 days a year, that's $3,650 a year after tax money that you spend on cigarettes. Man, that's... What are they in Illinois now? Like 7?
I don't know.
7 or 8?
I don't know. They added another dollar to the...
Yeah, which I think is enough that if people live just in Illinois, they come over here and buy a couple cartons of cigarettes.
Yeah.
All right, now, coffee over the years... And I've said this many, many times. If you just be patient, just wait, what's good for you will be bad for you. What's bad for you will be okay for you, or maybe even good for you, and everything changes. And that's why I don't pay any attention to much of any of it. So here's the latest, and I saw this just this morning on a news segment, that people who drink 3 or more cups of coffee a day have a lower risk of skin cancer.
What?
Now, how do they find this stuff out? How do they figure that out? And it said about a 20% lower risk, less risk of skin cancer if you drink 3 or more cups of coffee a day. But haven't we in the past heard a bunch of stuff that a lot of coffee is not good for you?
Yeah.
Other things, it does other stuff. So what it does for you, there's something else that it does to hurt you and... Who knows? So that's the latest. If you like to go out in the sun, I guess you need to drink 3 or more cups of coffee a day. There's a TV commercial running now for a lantern. This is just hysterical to me, and it's one of those infomercials like ShamWow, and you know, they're all the same format, you know. But right now, if you order, but wait, there's more. They're all the same. Call 1-800 or WW, the same format. This is for a product called the Old Brooklyn Lantern, and it's an LED lantern. It looks like an old lantern, but it's got LED lights in it. And they show a couple, and the reenactment or dramatizations are always so corny because it's an older couple and the power goes out. And they're scrambling in the drawer and they get an old, weak flashlight. And then the announcer says something like, never again will you have to fumble around in the dark or rely on a holding of an old flashlight. Now there's the Old Brooklyn Lantern. And the lantern is $12.99. Now, I know a little bit about lights and flashlights. I've got a bunch of them. And I can tell you that for $12.99, it's not going to be a great lantern. It'll be okay. It'll have little LED bulbs. It'll light up. It's okay. And then they do, but wait, there's more. Now, you know, have you ever seen one of these commercials where they don't come on at the end and tell you if you act now, you get 2 for the price of 1? Never. Never. Not once. They always do it, and you know it's coming. If you act right now, like if you do it tomorrow, you won't get 2 for 1. Mm-hmm. But if you do it now, you'll get 2 Old Brooklyn Lanterns for $12.99, and they include the shipping. What this means, this is about a $6 or $5, when you take in shipping into consideration, like a $5 lantern. And then they say, and here are the exact words, and it's made of genuine metal.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, genuine metal.
Wow.
What metal isn't genuine metal? Even if it's the crappiest metal there is, it's metal. It's genuine metal.
I guess they want you to know it's not plastic or something.
How about just, and it's made of metal? just genuine metal. Do you ever see like the cheapest wallet in a store? It's like $2 and it says genuine leather.
Yes. I think that's just a word that they use to enhance it, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, it's not fake leather. It's the genuine leather. All right, now here's something I don't understand how they can do this. There's a story out today, and it says that the average household in this country for 4th of July, here's the headline, 4th of July spending fizzles. And it says Americans are going to be barbecuing at home, not buying as much. And the average expenditure on 4th of July will be $191. Now, how can they possibly know that? It hasn't even happened yet. How could you do that?
That's bizarre.
How can you, to the dollar, get an average of what Americans are going to spend 2 days from now? And does anybody ever question this stuff? I mean, does anybody ever say, where'd that come from? No. Just me, I guess. And they say it's down from last year. The average American household on the 4th of July spent $216.
Maybe they called people, you know.
Oh, I guess
Well, do you think people, if somebody called you and said, how much are you going to spend on the 4th of July, would you have a number?
I don't know. Maybe they say, do you plan on buying fireworks? Do you plan on going out?
But you might plan on buying $200 worth of fireworks. I don't know how they, I don't know. Things like this irritate me because people just take for granted that somebody actually knows what they're talking about. Alec Baldwin got married, and the reason I mention this is, one, he's 54. His wife is 28.
Wow.
Yeah.
A yoga instructor.
Good for Alec.
And what I found interesting about this story, it's one of those things that only women care about, and I'm not sure I even know why they care about it. And they talk about the guest list, and Tina Fey, of course, is there. Mariska Hargitay is there. Yeah. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and then all his cronies. But then they get to the end of the story, and it says, and the bride wore a cap-sleeved silk magnolia M-sale gown.
Oh, nice.
What is a cap-sleeved? Tina, what's a cap-sleeved?
A cap sleeve is just one of those sleeves. It's not like a short sleeve, and it's not a sleeveless. It's just in between.
Hmm.
It barely goes over your shoulder.
I've never heard it in my life. Yeah. Caps. But see, Tina knew what it was.
Yep.
Now, check this out. It says, while Baldwin donned a suit by... And I'm going to, before I say the name of the suit, I've heard of Armani. I've heard of Ralph Lauren, Versace. You know, those are designer sounding names. It says Baldwin donned a suit by Tom Ford.
Tom Ford.
I've heard of him.
Wow.
I think they made a movie
about him. Of course you have.
Him.
You're a woman.
No, they made a movie about him.
He should have changed his name. Tom Ford, that doesn't sound like a designer of clothing.
Ton Jezubu.
Hey, what kind of suit is that? Well, it's a Tom Ford. What's yours? Mine's Armani. Well, I'm Tom Ford. I just found it funny that no man who reads this, I don't know, maybe well-dressed guys know who Tom Ford, I can't name a suit maker. Brooks Brothers, I guess that's still around. And I think I'm stuck right there. Honest to goodness, I think that's as far as I can.
I have
go.
One suit at home I wear for funerals.
Who made it? Do you know?
And weddings? No,
I don't. Of course you don't.
No,
I have a suit somewhere in the closet. I couldn't tell you what name is on the inside the lining on the pocket or whatever in there. Now, it's not my place to criticize anybody who's been married 65 years, and I'm not going to criticize them. I'm just going to tell you I find this very weird. There is a couple in Fremont, Nebraska, and they've been married 65 years. And, of course, reporters always ask old people the same thing. What's the secret? And what's the secret to being together 65 years? Mel and Joey Schwanke. Is their name.
Oh, Schwanke.
It's Schwanke.
Check this out. For the past 35 years of their 65-year marriage, for 35 years, every day, they have worn matching outfits.
What? That's their secret?
Yeah. So if he wears a tie, It's made out of the same material as her dress. They'll wear a shirt that matches the blouse or pants. They have 146 custom-made matching outfits.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. There's something wrong there.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's true love.
No, it's not.
I think I read a story about them a while back, and they said it kind of happened accidentally.
Well, he says in the interview, he says, I don't really remember how it all started.
She made him.
I'm guessing it wasn't his idea.
He says, every day, even if I'm wearing a tie, my tie will match her dress. This is just... You know what this makes me think of? That Channel 4 Saturday Night line dancing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The matching denim outfits.
Yeah. Where the guy has a... like a tablecloth checkered shirt or flannel shirt, and it matches her blouse or skirt or whatever, and they're line dancing together. They have a closet specially made when they built their home just so they could, like, coordinate and know right where to go to get her outfit that matches his outfit. Yeah, again, who are we? 65 years they've been married. So who are we to criticize?
I can still...
All right, I don't agree with this at all. They just took a survey, and they asked 2,000 women, when is a woman too old to wear a two-piece bathing suit? This is a great topic for summer. And 7 out of 10 women, this is so ridiculous to me, 7 out of 10 women said that women should not wear a two-piece if they're over 39 years old.
What?
Now, let me throw some names at you. Elle McPherson is 49.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox is 48. Jennifer Aniston is 43. Gwen Stefani is 42. You're going to tell me?
Well, I think it's more the exception than the rule, though, you know?
Oh, I don't think so. I disagree. I think there are a lot. Look, there are 30-year-old women who have no business wearing a two. It's not about the age. It's about... What kind of body do you have? Raquel Welch is 70 or whatever. She could probably still wear a two-piece bathing suit. It's ridiculous. Anybody over 39. Hey, women in their 40s and 50, there's some smoking hot women in their 40s, 50s, into 60s.
Yep.
I just saw a woman the other day, and I found out she was 62. I couldn't even believe it. I would have guessed 48 or something. So
I don't think it necessarily has more to do with the body, though. You know, it's just somebody that... A bikini is something that a younger woman should wear, you know?
And the style makes a difference, too. I mean, there's some bigger two-piece.
What's that thing they have now? A tankini?
That's been...
There's a reason women, you know, in their 40s and 50s don't wear the same clothes that women in their 20s wear. You know, like, I don't know.
Sounds to me like you're very sexist and appreciate middle-aged women. That's what that's the product and result of being a young, dumb kid.
It's just trying to be younger than, you know.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Well, you could say that about women with gray hair who color their hair so they won't be gray. They're trying to be
younger. It's like the guys in their 40s and 50s that try to wear the Affliction t-shirts and the t-shirts with the dragons on them and stuff. It just doesn't look right.
Okay, I'm going to part company with you on this one. I think a lot of women in their 40s and even 50s can wear a two-piece and look just fine. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Dedicate this to Dr. Doug Pernikoff, your pet's best friend. A woman takes her dog. And by the way, this joke is, I've known this joke for 30, 40 years. We have not told this for years, and I'm not sure why. Thank you, Brian, for reminding me of this joke. I've told it, but it's been a while. Woman takes her dog to the vet, and the dog has excessive hair just inside the ears. You've heard Dr. Doug talk about this. Remember? He'd say that infections in ears is a big deal for dogs. So the vet... says, just go to the pharmacy and get some Nair hair remover.
Oh.
And she's pleasantly surprised that just an off-the-shelf product will do the trick. So she goes to the drugstore, and the pharmacist walks over and says, can I help you find anything? She says, I am looking for Nair. And he takes her and shows her where it is, and he's just trying to be helpful, and he says, now... I'll just tell you, if you're not familiar with the product, that if it's for your underarms, you want to wait at least 2 days before you apply deodorant, or you could have a rash. She says, well, it's not for my underarms. He says, if it's for your legs, you're going to want to wait at least a couple of days before you apply any kind of tanning lotion, or, you know, you could blister. She says, it's not for my legs. Look, it's for my schnauzer. He says, well, then you don't want to ride a bike for at least 2 days.
With your cold and Oaklanding traffic, here's Tim Weiland. How's it looking, Tim?
Things are pretty stacked up on most of the highways. Eastbound 270 is slow right at McDonald through West Florissant. Southbound 270 running slow, Page, Olive Ledoux, and then 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 55, you're heavy from the ramp at 44 onto the Poplar Street Bridge in that right lane. Westbound 4064, that is stop and go. In pockets, we'll call it, between 270 out to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 64, that's slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. And we have traffic signals that are on red flash, Lime Ferry in both directions at Buckley. And this traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. It's Jackpot July from the Missouri Lottery. On Tuesdays and Fridays, you can get a free Powerball ticket with the purchase of a $5 Mega Millions ticket. It's okay to get excited. Play them both today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, it's John Carney, but it's not really John Carney. I'm on vacation. I mean, I've been here a month, you know. Needs some time for me, okay? But I promise when I come back, I will pull myself together. In the meantime, listen to Scott Sherman, and hopefully he does an okay job. Not a great job, but an okay job, and I'll see you in a week.
The Carney Show, weeknights from 9 till midnight on the Big 550 KTRS.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
It moves you, even when it's standing still. It's a destination, even if you're going no place at all. It will catch your eye, steal your heart, and provide years of supreme pleasure and enjoyment. It enables you to escape, relax, and unwind. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And that kind of thinking guides Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats, all with the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. Set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Hi, this is John Shane Mystific. You know, just about all of us have some old TV, appliance, couch, or furniture that's collecting dust and taking up space in our home. Trouble is, we don't know what to do with it or how to haul it away. Well, I have the answer. You need to call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. Pitchett is a locally owned, family-run, fully bonded and insured junk removal service for residential and commercial companies. Just give them a call at 314-932-1100, and their friendly staff will remove your unwanted items. You don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your garage, your attic, and then clean up afterwards. Imagine what you could do with that freed up space in your home, office, or warehouse. Pitchett is an eco-friendly, recycling most items within reason, and they're available on both sides of the river. For a free estimate, call Pitchett at 314-932-1100. That's Pitchett, 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchettandforgetit.com. That's pitchettandforgetit.com.
You know, getting your teeth clean can clean out your wallet, too. It's true. If you don't have dental insurance, just a simple cleaning can cost over $100, and more expensive things like crowns or root canals, they can cost you hundreds more. But now you can help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day, thanks to Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that pays cash for over 300 covered procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. For free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, no matter what your situation, even if you're retired or on Medicare. Plus, you can see any dentist you choose and never have to pay a deductible. So help protect your smile and your wallet for less than a dollar a day. For details and free information, call now 1-800-600-9815. 1-800-600-9815.
What happens when you get a better interest rate?
Get to a better place.
You get to a better place in your life. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Right now, rates and APRs are in the threes. That's right, the threes. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants to find out how we can save you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Take advantage of these historically low rates. Getting to a better place financially is just a phone call away. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999. Don't put it off. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, named one of the top 100 mortgage companies in America 2011 by Mortgage Executive Magazine. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
Let me tell you about a sauce I know. It's an all-purpose sauce called Country Bob's. It's stellar on steaks, choice on chops, finger-licking on chicken, and bodacious on burgers. Dandy on brats and dogs, fabulous on fries, outstanding on onion rings. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce is perfect on almost everything. Check out your local grocery store or log on to CountryBob's.com to find out more. And remember, no matter what you're serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce. Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house. 314-822-7100.
I gotta tell you, I'm actually surprised that Mike Evans is on the air today, because I know that he's as broken up over this Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes thing as I am. He choked up, could hardly talk about it when I mentioned it to him. It's just stopped the world in its tracks, but he's gonna try to carry on anyway in spite of the whole Tomcat thing. I hate that Tomcat. Mike Evans is brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. ThompsonPrice.com would be a real good place to start to find out more, and then you make your way to the showroom. Thompson Price is proud to present Mike Evans.
All right, then. Take care of my business. Take care of my business.
You know who's real happy about that whole Tom Cruise deal? I had heard somebody in show business say that her dad couldn't stand him.
I got that in my report.
Okay.
Pacquiao's question. It's all about Tomcat, of course. That's what everybody's talking about in Hollywood. And your Pacquiao's question, when Tom Cruise was 14, what did he plan to do when he grew up? Become a priest? An actor? A baseball player, or a pilot? Answer in just a minute. Here are Tom and Kate facts and rumors. Fact. Tom insisted that Suri be enrolled in a full-time 24/7 Scientology school in Florida, in which the parents have no contact with the child for 6 months. And a lot of times the child comes back from the schooling and doesn't want to be with one of the parents if the parent is not as sold on Scientology as the other one is. That sort of happened with the two kids that Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise adopted. And shortly after they came back from that school, all of a sudden, what do you know? Nicole and Tom Cruise get a divorce.
All right, can I ask you a question real quickly? When we hear about Scientology, it's always Hollywood people. Are there, certainly there are among us, Scientologists.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
Why do we never hear from them?
That's a very secretive, hush-hush cult.
Okay.
Keep it quiet.
Okay.
Katie is terrified of Scientology, believes that they are constantly following her. In New York City, there were guys taking pictures of her, but Scientology and Tom Cruise's security swear that it is not them. Well, gee, I wonder who it could be. Rumor, money a big issue. Not true. Money, not an issue in this thing at all. Katie Holmes is worth between $80 and $90 million.
Whoa.
Tom Cruise worth between $200 and $250 million. Katie has all the money she needs. This is all about Surrey. Fact. Katie did file in New York and not in California because, as I told you Friday when the story first broke, that New York is not a joint custody-friendly state, seldom agrees to 50-50 custody, usually will give custody to the best decision-maker and the most stable. Now we understand that Katie is going a step further. She will try to block Tom Cruise, who's expected to file on Thursday divorce papers against her in California, and try to get the whole case moved here. This is going to be a war.
Yeah, this is great.
Rumor that Katie has talked to Nicole Kidman on advice on the divorce since she's been through it. Again, that rumor. Fact. Katie's family, especially her father, has never liked Tom Cruise and actually celebrated when they heard the news.
Wow.
Now, some nutty Tom Cruise facts. His first wife, Mimi Rogers. Come on, man. She's gorgeous.
Oh, I don't really know her. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Mimi Rogers complained sometimes Tom would not perform his husbandly duty.
What?
Whoa.
Tom said that sometimes showing celibacy made him a better Scientologist.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said having sex with women
is gross.
You're
a young guy, you got a smoking hot wife, and sometimes celibacy. Yeah, a good one.
Yeah, Mimi divorced him shortly after that. Tom impregnated his second wife, Nicole Kidman, but Tom blindsided Nicole with divorce papers when she was just 3 months pregnant, citing her lack of faith in Scientology. Nicole lost the baby a few weeks later.
Mm.
And when Katie got pregnant, Tom announced that he would eat her placenta.
Oh. That's awesome.
But a backlash from the public, he backed off that. Tom is officially the fourth man in power at Scientology, called one of the Scientology monks.
Do we know who the other three are?
Yeah, we do. They're front office people.
Okay.
And they're not famous. And gay rumors, you know, about Tom are going to get louder as this divorce gets closer. It's funny that in Scientology, the one thing that is unacceptable is homosexuality. And there you got Tom Cruise and John Travolta. I don't want to.
You know what'd be the biggest story of the century? John Travolta and Tom Cruise get married.
That would be a good one, homie.
Now you got something.
Now you got something good. I like that one. I'm gonna write that one down.
Miscata, 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 miscata,
miscata, miscata, miscata, miscata,
Cruise.
Okay. And finally. I hate it when it comes to an end.
Yeah, we're going to have to dig a little more into this Scientology thing. I mean, that's interesting to me.
I just hate it when it comes to an end, frankly.
Well, we all do. We
you know, it's just... Yeah. But I'll be strong. That's the kind of man I am.
Okay, go ahead.
I did. No. 14 years old, Tom Cruise. What did he want to be when he grew up? A priest, a baseball player, an actor,
Tina.
Or a pilot?
Tina.
I'm going to go with actor.
I'm going to say pilot.
Baseball.
Priest.
At 14, Tom was attending the Franciscan Seminary
Told
School
you.
To become a priest.
Told you.
I'm Mike Evans at Hollywood Trail.
What a weird community that Hollywood is.
Yep.
It really is. If we really knew what goes on and what secrets are kept and... You know, who's protected and who's outed and who's on the A-list. And the, I don't know. I could never. I don't care. I know there's a lot of money, but what a way to live. You know, you're controlled by other people. You really are. Mm-hmm. Most of them are, anyway. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home, ThompsonPrice.com, if you decide you want to do it right. Everybody knows interest rates are low. Interest rates on home loans are low. And at First Community Credit Union, they want you to know that, depending, of course, upon your credit rating, but if you have good credit, you can get an auto loan rate as low as 1.69%. Now, I maintain that most people don't know what their car loan rate is. You buy a vehicle, and you say, well, what are my monthly payments? And then they tell you, and you go, okay, we can deal with that. But what if the rate is way too high, and the monthly payment that you've decided you could deal with and agree to could be lower? And that's what's going to happen if you get a lower interest rate. You need to check and see what your rate is. And if it's not, you know, 1.69, of course, again, depending on your credit rating, but if it's good, it could be that low at First Community Credit Union. That's a 36-month term. Now, they have a 60-month car loan term, and it's only, again, as low as 1.99%. And I don't like it when I hear people do commercials and they make it sound as if that's the rate everybody gets. No. There's a price to pay for bad credit, but they're going to work with you and get you the lowest rate they can. And it could be, and for a lot of people it is, that 1.69 for 36 months and 1.99 for 60 months. Just one of many reasons you might want to consider doing all your banking where we all do our banking, First Community Credit Union, a terrific place to bank. FirstCommunity.com.
With another look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Tim?
Thanks a lot, Tina. They're working with a multi-vehicle accident. It's on the ramp from Manchester to northbound 270. It is off on the shoulder. Police car partially blocking the ramp, so just a little slow as you go past that. Southbound 270 is running stop. It goes still from 64 down through Doherty Ferry, but things are thinning out rapidly. Westbound 4064, you're slow still between 270 and 141, and then it's slow from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, just in pockets. 70 westbound, same thing. It's slow from Cave Springs to T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that's getting a little bit better. You're slow east of McDonald now through West Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by Missouri Lottery. It's Jackpot July from the Missouri Lottery. On Tuesdays and Fridays, you can get a free Powerball ticket with the purchase of a $5 Mega Millions ticket. It's okay to get excited. Play them both today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's like a sports bar without all the wannabes. The Big Sports Show, weeknights at 6 on KTRS. Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Guys, did you know that if you finish too early or you have trouble rising to the occasion in the bedroom, it may be because you are losing your testosterone? Testosterone loss can start at any age, and as we get older, it only gets worse. That's why we're going to send you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule that will safely increase your testosterone levels absolutely risk-free. To get yours, call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-900-3703. Bravado is guaranteed to deliver real results, and it's one of the safest male enhancement pills available. It will increase your testosterone, libido, strength, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in and outside the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free while supplies last, call now. 1-800-900-3703. If lines are busy, please try again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-900-3703. 1-800-900-3703.
This is Sam Donaldson from ABC News. I talk with a lot of radio hosts in different cities each week, but I especially enjoy chatting with McGraw-Milhaven every Tuesday morning. Sure, we talk about the serious things that affect your life, but I especially enjoy the fact that McGraw will hit me with the silly stuff, like what's happening on The Bachelor or Dancing with the Stars. They've never called me for that. Anyway, I digress. For the latest news, traffic, sports, weather, along with some serious fun, it's McGraw in the Morning, weekdays from 6 until 10 on the Big 550.
Old Navy Funovations Inc. presents a summer sale like none other. All new summer styles at clearance prices. Sung by megastar Jordan Knight.
Fresh summer styles, super small prices.
Deals like new shorts, $12 for adults, $7 for kids, and famous graphic tees, just $5 for the whole family.
You're such a great shopper, girl.
Get all new styles at clearance prices. Now through Sunday.
See you at Old Navy. Come, come, come.
Select styles only in store only. Valid for the second through 8th.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Got a couple of texts about the men's clothing. I'm an idiot about men's clothing. I'm first to admit it. Tom Ford, a designer from Gucci, apparently. Hey, how would I know? Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree? Get out of here.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
The Big 550.